Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, continuing with the chapter on piety and leaving out anything that is doubtful. Today's hadith, an Abi Sirwa'ata radiyallahu anhu, annahu tazawwaja ibnatan li Abi Ihab ibn Azizin, fa'atathu imra'atun faqalat inni qad arda'atu uqbata والتي قد تزوج بها فقال لها عقبة ما أعلم أنك أرضعتني ولا أخبرتني فركب إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالمدينة فسأله فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كيف وقد قيل ففارقها عقبة ونكحت زوجا غيره رواه البخاري. حضرت أبو سروع عقبة بن الحارث رضي الله عنه narrates that he married a daughter of Abu Ihab ibn Aziz. So his father-in-law was Abu Ihab ibn Aziz. So he married this woman. Later a woman came and said that I breastfed Uqba and the woman that he married. So this is what had happened. He said he married a certain woman. Who's this sahabi? Hazrat Uqba radiallahu anhu. He married a certain woman. A woman later on came, after the nikah had taken place, later on a woman had come, and she said that I breastfed you, Hazrat Uqba radiallahu anhu, and I breastfed your wife also. So what that would mean is that you are a foster brother and sister. So this is the scene that had happened. So now one woman is making that claim. After the nikah had taken place, they married, now somebody is coming, a woman is coming and saying that I breastfed both of you. So this is what happened in this situation. So a woman later on came and said that I breastfed Uqba and the woman that he married. Hazrat Uqba radiallahu anhu, obviously surprised, he said that I did not know that you breastfed me, nor did you tell me. So he went to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in Medina and asked him about him. Now look, this was Sahaba, that here one woman is making a claim. He didn't just leave it, it was worrying him. So immediately he proceeded to Medina Sharif and he asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, what should I do in a situation like that? There's a woman that is claiming that breastfed me and breastfed my wife. So what do I do in a situation like this? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Kaifa wa qad qila. How can you remain together when this has been said? How can you remain together when this has been said? So Hazrat Uqba radiallahu anhu separated from her and he married another woman. No questions asked. This, as we learn, is just a suggestion from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam was just suggesting that because of doubt, you will always be in doubt. There's a woman that made a claim that she breastfed both of you, that doubt will always be lingering. So therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, how can you love when this is being said? So no questions asked. He gets married to someone else. He leaves this woman and gets married to someone else. The ulama, they take out certain masail from here, from this incident. Is one is, if there's a testimony of one woman, it is not accepted. We know for shahada, for testimony, in Islam you need two men or two women and one man. So either you're having two men that are giving a big witness, or you're getting two women and one man, but never one woman. So therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam just suggested to her. In other words, this wasn't the full proof testimony that she had come with. It was just one lady that was making the claim. But we learn from this hadith that when there is a doubt, the thing that we should do is stay out. And the words are very, very clear in the next hadith, which spells this out. Anil Hasan ibn Ali radiallahu anhuma qal, Hafizhtu min Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, da' ma yuribuk ila ma la yuribuk. Rawahu Tirmidhi. Hazrat Hasan bin Ali radiallahu anhu narrates that I learned from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he learned from his grandfather, from his nana, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, abstain from that which causes you doubt for that which does not cause you doubt. Abstain from it. What is going to cause you doubt? What you are doubtful about? Stay away from that for that which does not cause you doubt. It was a great alim by the name of Mawlana Muzaffar Hussain Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. Very great alim. In his student days, he was so careful that he would only eat roti, he wouldn't even eat gravy. So somebody asked him that, why don't you eat the gravy, you're only eating the bread, you're not eating the gravy. So he explained, he says, you see, in that ilaqa, in the place where I'm staying, then the way they do the sale of the mangoes, that sale is not done correctly. And in all the gravy that is made here in Delhi, they use some mango in it. They dry the mango, this is the way they do it, they dry it, and they put it in the gravy to give the gravy some type of flavor. He says, because I'm not happy the way they do the sale of those mangoes, the way it's done. Perhaps it's done in advance, or it's done before that thing is even suitable for consumption. They've done the sale already, before that mango is already appearing. So he was not happy with the way the deal was done. He says, because of that, I don't even eat the gravy. So careful he was. I don't want to get into anything doubtful. And then it's mentioned about him, is that when he would travel from Delhi to Kandla. He was residing in Kandla. So when he would go beforehand, he'll do everything 100%. There must be no doubt even in the price of the transport that I'm using. So they would use an ox wagon at that time. So what he would do is he'll have his saman, his goods there, what he needs to take, and he'll confirm the price beforehand with the driver of that ox wagon. So beforehand he'll confirm, he said, this is what I got here, these are my goods, have a look at it. This is where I need to go to, and he'll confirm the price. Everything is clear. To such an extent, it's written in the kitabs, that if he's about to leave and somebody would come and give him a letter, say, please deliver this letter in Kandla, you are going there. He'll tell them, listen, you need to get permission from this ox wagon driver, because I confirmed my goods, I confirmed the destination, I confirmed the price. Now you're adding something that wasn't there. So you get permission first from the ox wagon driver, then I'll take this letter for you. So careful. Who's going to mind? What letter, what difference is going to make to the luggage? What difference is going to make to the baggage? But these people were so particular that nothing doubtful should be in our income, nothing doubtful should be in our food, nothing doubtful should be in our life. May Allah Ta'ala also give us the tawfiq of bringing this into our lives. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.